Where do you see things heading, both in terms of clinical research utilizing lapatinib as well as clinical care? Maybe I can start out with a clinical issue right now. If you see a patient, if the drug were available, and I guess it's going to be hopefully available pretty soon, who fits the criteria of the trial progressing on trastuzumab, how do you think you would treat a patient right now?
I think patients that meet the eligibility criteria of the trial certainly should be offered lapatinib when it becomes available. My understanding is the company has been working with the FDA, and there will be a compassionate use trial that will be very broad-based. I mean, physicians can call and get the protocol and get it through whatever IRB mechanism they have and have it available for their patients in their practice fairly quickly.
What do you know about the combination of lapatinib and trastuzumab?
They have done phase one studies of the combination, and they did find that at full doses of trastuzumab and full doses around 1,500 of lapatinib, there was significant fatigue. So the combination that is tolerable brings the lapatinib down to 1,000. But it is an active regimen. They've looked at it in patients who are candidates for trastuzumab, and it's an active regimen that I think will clearly need evaluation.
What went into the selection of capecitabine, and do you think it would be rational to consider in a non-protocol setting with compassionate use, whatever, utilizing lapatinib with another chemotherapeutic agent or by itself without chemotherapy?
Rationale for the capecitabine was these were patients who had progressed through anthracycline taxane, and that's the indication for capecitabine. There was also some preclinical work that suggested EGF blockade might potentiate capecitabine activity a little bit. So I think it was a reasonable combination to evaluate. GSK is doing a large study looking at lapatinib with Taxol versus Taxol alone in frontline. So it certainly appears to combine well with paclitaxel. Since it is a small molecule, you have to be careful about just combining it with any drug. I don't think the work with Taxotere is as far along as it is with paclitaxel. So I think initially it will be made available just with the capecitabine combination. Once it's approved, then, you know, I think people will start looking at it with other combinations. But I think it will be important to make certain that the combinations that are used in the clinic have been evaluated and there's a pretty well-described dose and schedule to avoid unexpected toxicities.
What about lapatinib without chemotherapy?
The company is doing studies of lapatinib. I mean, there is single-agent activity in trastuzumab refractory patients. That's part of, you know, the early testing was showing its low level of activity. I think its main utility will probably be with chemotherapy from what I've seen. There is some phase one, phase two data that does show activity. So it would be, you know, if you get into that situation of a patient that had trastuzumab-resistant disease and wasn't a candidate for any chemotherapy, would it be a reasonable thing to try? I mean, I think that you could consider that, sure.